Hey everyone, this is Frank Honus, and this is a midweek checkup from the Pure Life Podcast for Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012. I hope you are having a great week. Just wanted to check in and let everyone know that, first of all, we want to say thank you again for all the support and the listeners for our Pure Life Podcast that we do on the weekends. Really hope that you're enjoying those, and excited to unwrap and unveil another one this weekend coming up. So be on the lookout for that. If you have any questions, again, you can email me at frankhonus@gmail.com. You can also find me at twitter.com/frankhonus or on Facebook at facebook.com/frankhonus. And of course, our website, which is purelifepodcast.posteris.com. So a lot of information there, a lot of good stuff. But wanted just to check in with you and wish you a great week. Hope you're having a great week. It's hump day, and hope that this week has been treating you well. And if it hasn't been treating you well, don't worry. There's only 2 days left, so until the weekend. But I did want to share a scripture with you this week. I was actually speaking in chapel today for the school that I work at. I was speaking at the chapel for the middle school today, and I spoke on one of the Beatitudes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and it was from Matthew 5:4, which is, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And I shared with the students, Jesus' promise there that He will be with us when we're when life is hard and when life is hurting, when we grieve and when we mourn, God will be there to comfort us and to give us peace. So, but I wanted to share this verse with you. This is from the Amplified Version. I think it's interesting. It says, "Blessed and enviably happy, with a happiness produced by the experience of God's favor and especially conditioned by the revelation of His matchless grace, are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." So, adds a little bit of imagery there, a little bit extra to that verse when we think about, how God blesses us when we're in grief, when we're in mourning, "For we shall be comforted." Blessed, and I'll read it one more time, "blessed and enviably happy, with a happiness produced by the experience of God's favor and especially conditioned by the revelation of His matchless grace, are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." So if you're having a rough day, a hard day, or a tough week, just hang in there and just remember how much God is crazy about you. God loves you. I heard somebody say this week, God just doesn't just love you. He likes you, and He wants to be with you, and He wants to hang out with you. And so just know that. Just remember that we are praying for you, and if you're walking through struggles right now, if you're walking through sexual addiction right now and sexual sin right now, I want you to know that you can be free and you can overcome. And God has just such an incredible destiny for your life. But just know today that God is with you no matter what, and God is with you as you're grieving. God is with you as you're walking through tough stuff and hard stuff. And if you are grieving in this process right now, and you are going through a process of pain right now, God will comfort you. God will give you a peace that you've never known before in your entire life. So just know that today, and know that here at the Pure Life Podcast that I'm praying for you. And hang in there. Stay tuned. This weekend, we're going to have another podcast coming your way, continuing to delve into the issues of sexual addiction, pornography, fantasy, all that stuff that goes along with sexual addiction. So we love you so much. We're praying for you. Have an incredible rest of your week. And this was the midweek checkup from the Pure Life Podcast. I'm Frank Honus. We'll see you this weekend. God bless.